Welcome to another episode of My Mother's Voice. This is where I share lessons that I learned from my late mother. In today's topic, I would like us to talk about tapping into the impossibility. My mother once taught me that what we go through prepares us for the future. She used to always quote the Bible verse that says, "To whom much is given, much is required." See, if you're going through a tough time, whether it's the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, you're going through bad relationship, maybe in marriage, in your family, you're having family troubles, whether they are court cases, and so on and so forth, all that prepares you for the future. You may ask how and why. You see, when we focus on the bad situations, we will never see forward. We will never see the good that may come with that situation. When my mother died, I thought it was the end of the world for me. I thought, why would my mom die when I'm at such a young age? And I thought, wow, the world is unfair. God is really just not looking on us with favor. But the death of my mom gave me courage. The death of my mom brought out something in me that I had never thought I had, speaking and giving hope to the hopeless. So whatever we go through prepares us for the future. If you've lost a job, perhaps, you may ask, how is that preparing you for the future? Once you know how it feels to lack, the next time you have, you will save, you will be better at managing money, you will even be able to comfort those who don't have because you have passed through it. And most times, good things come out of bad situations. Dear listener, hard times should not break you. Instead, they should build you. Speak positivity and take the situation to God. When you've lost a job, say, "I will get a job soon. This is not the end of me." When someone has died, even when it is someone who is a pillar of the family, speak positivity. Say to yourself, "We will rise up again. It is not all lost. We will meet with our loved ones again. Whatever we ask of God, we shall receive." So whatever positivity you speak in a negative situation, God shall give it to you. One thing that I would like to encourage all of us is to write down what we expect or what we want from God. Write about it, pray about it, and then let God work. Trust that God has a better plan for you. Have a notebook where you just write down what you want God to do in your life, in your family life. It may even be something as simple as just transport for you to go to work, or paying school fees, or even a holiday that you wish for, a car, a house, for God to help you repay a loan that you took. Write it down, and every other night, remind God. God does not forget, but remind Him, "God, I'm trusting you on this issue, and I'm waiting upon you." And surely God will not let you down. The Bible says, "You do not receive because you don't ask." So you see what God is telling us. If we ask, we shall surely receive it. The Bible also tells us that ask and you shall receive. So clearly, if you read the Bible, God is encouraging us to ask because He has promised to give. God's word will not go forth without returning to accomplish that which He has sent it to do. So trust God. God honors His word more than His name. And to my dear daughter, whatever you want to achieve in life, however big, however little, I dare you, dear child, to put it down on paper and you'll see it manifest before your eyes. And when it does, don't forget to go back and say thank you. That's it for today's episode. Always remember, you're well in the Lord.